Financial Advisor live this Saturday morning at Bear Creek Mountain Resort. This is one of the most beautiful places in the Lehigh Valley. You have to be here for about a half a dozen reasons. Bobby Gunter Walsh would be number six.
No, I'd be half a dozen. I'd be number 13.
13. We have a beautiful venue. We have absolutely free products. We have absolutely free breakfast and coffee, hot tea, specials on rescue products that go on and on and on. And most importantly, more than money.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
Wow.
Why?
I see all the people brought their 10-foot poles.
I've got bruises all
yeah.
down my
Yeah, as you should, yeah.
Poles. Speaking of...
yeah, the rescue catalog, that's my daughter on the front. Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, I have a beautiful daughter. Yeah, beautiful grandchildren.
Clearly her mother was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You, on the other hand.
Yes.
Well, and your granddaughters are gorgeous, so they take after mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your granddaughters have a little bit of the touch of the Blarney Stone to them. I'm thinking that might have come a little bit through your genetic.
My line was my daughter has my good looks because her mother still had hers left.
Welcome to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, offering 780 years of experience at your service this Saturday morning. And happy to take your calls, 610-720-7900. Happy to take your emails, gene@askmtm.com, gene@askmtm.com. And you can also share our More Than Money show through the miracles of iHeartMedia by just simply logging onto our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, and hit the Listen Live button. And anywhere anybody has internet access, coast to coast, north and south, they can join our radio broadcast this morning. And whether you're in Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, or even the remote hinterlands of Minnesota, you can absolutely join us this morning, and we would welcome that. Indeed, the pesky voice you keep hearing in the background is Mr. Bobby Gunter Walsh. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's great. It's great. Beautiful day, man. Absolutely gorgeous. Nice ride down here, wherever you're coming from.
It is gorgeous out here.
Yeah, beautiful. It really
so
is.
Much to see on the way in. Beautiful homes and countryside, lush. Everything is green and perfect. And then you come here, and it just opens up the mountainside. It is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And this
what
facility, if you've never been to this facility, lots of you have. Many of you have not. You've got to see what they've done here. It's fantastic.
Yeah, really.
And then there's rescue.
Yeah. And here's what's going on. You bring the pain. they've got the free samples while they last of the rescue of the Neva CBD by Rescue, and so you bring the pain. They've got the relief with Neva. Neva, you got your free samples while they last. Get your free samples of Neva CBD. And see if it makes a difference in your life. And it's giving out free samples to try. And it's one of those products that you would feel a difference right away. So Neva CBD. And they've got the free samples while they last. And then they've also got the free gift for you when you come. If you bring a friend who's not a rescue customer, they don't have to buy anything. You get an additional free gift.
Wow.
They've got Dr. Jocelyn doing the free seminar. Did you have breakfast? I'm seeing bacon. Wow, what a breakfast.
Buffet free, spread. Wow.
Free breakfast and a free awesome hot lunch coming up later on today.
Yeah, you know they have a secret strategy there, right?
Yeah.
All that bacon, all that extra butter.
Yeah.
And then you better sign up.
Then they check your cholesterol. And your glucose level. Oh, hey, listen, you got to get on that 105 and 1250. And the biggest sale of the year in the store. It's a big sale.
I arrived at O'Dark 30 way later than you did.
I saw you show up, and I thought, what is he doing? He said you were over an hour early. I thought,
and the reason is I enjoy this experience. So many of the rescue clients are my clients. So many of the folks who listen to your shows, of course, listen to my show. So I get to meet and greet and get to see folks. Most Saturdays, I'm looking at John Elliott.
Whew.
Oh, yeah,
Wow, he can cut us off right now, so be careful. Be very careful.
The lovely and talented John Elliott. But here I get to meet folks face-to-face. I get to kind of interact a little bit, spend a little time.
But the bad news is they get to meet you face-to-face.
Yeah, that's the face for radio thing. Yeah, I get that going. But I started to tell you that as I got out, there was a SUV that pulled in. Four couples got out, husbands and wives, it appeared obvious. And I'm following them on the way in, and I hear, this is the greatest. We're going to load up when we get in there. Can you imagine how much we're saving? And I'm thinking, brilliant, absolutely brilliant. If you're going to take the products, and you should, if you've got the opportunity to spend just a little bit of time here, the store, people go in, they go bang, 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 I got what I want in the bag, and they're processed out, and save, let's face it, a boatload of money. Free money.
Yeah.
What a great event.
Yeah. And you know what? If you have your health, you have everything. People, so many people, you're helping them build their wealth to retire. And you do that, and they work so hard at that. And then as they're set to retire, they have a health issue. Huh. And then what? You know, so it's more than money. And you really, if you have your health, it's, you know, when you're younger, you don't get it. And you have your health, you have everything. You think, what do you mean? I want to be famous. I want to be this. I want to be that. You don't get it. You don't get it. And so, you know, if this is a combination of having that wealth and having the health to enjoy the wealth.
And this is a tribute to you because you brought Tim Shields on 20 years ago. And Tim had a way about him.
He was a character.
He was a character. Now, you and I like that.
Oh, my God.
We enjoy that.
He was larger than life.
Oh, he was, and great fun. So I had no reason not to try the product. Now I wouldn't think of not taking the product. Can you imagine the percentage of my clients?
That take it.
That take it. So when they retire, they're not going, I wish I could. They're on the go. My clients, you can't pin them down. I'm so busy. Hey, can we hurry up this meeting? Because I got to go pick up the grandkids, and then we're going to Dorney, and then we're going. That's the way they live their lives. They are absolutely the epitome of good health. Do they have struggles now and then? Does a hip pop? Does a knee go? Of course. You can't prevent everything. But with Rescue, life could be so much better.
Yep, it really can be. Seriously, I've been doing the show, it'll be 19 years in November. So maybe the first 5-10 years, how you doing? Maybe the first 5-10 years, I could have said to myself, I could.
You know, these groupies coming up constantly interrupting. Yeah, just move it along, fella.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
So maybe the first 10 years, I could have said, okay, I think I can get away without the products. But now, there's no way. As you age, you just I thank God for these products because I don't know how I would do what I do if I didn't. And people say, you put in all these hours, how do you do it? Part of it's the Rescue products.
Well, it has to be. It absolutely has. And your dad gave you some good genetics.
Yeah,
that's
he did.
A good thing.
Yes,
but bottom line is, folks, I'm blessed beyond belief. My health is fantastic. I'm playing tons of softball. I play tons of charity golf tournaments. I lift weights. I'm out there. I'm active. However, my good friend Bobby Gunther Walsh, his schedule puts me to shame. Dark 30, 6 days a week, racing. I finally got to see you at Grandview. Get the hell out. That was fantastic. Great fun. A lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he sleeps in on Sunday, except he doesn't.
Yeah.
Except he doesn't. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Gene.
So invite people out.
Yeah, come on down. Bear Creek Mountain Resort till 1 this afternoon, all free. Get to see Gene do the show. That's the other thing. Well, but here's the other thing. We're going to have all these doctors doing the Rescue consultations. When he's done with the show, I'm sure he's glad you can pick his brain and say, hey, listen, and talk to him about your finances. It's the health and wealth combination. It's a perfect fit here today.
Yeah, we brought some material that folks can pick up and walk out with.
It's a coloring book, but, hey, it's really good. If you stay between the lines, you can be a client.
That's you're misinterpreting that. That's my coloring book.
That's your coloring book.
Okay.
I thought that was a free sale.
That's not for the client.
Okay, gotcha.
Something to keep my ADD under control.
Yeah. So Bear Creek Mountain Resort till 1. Come on down. Lots of fun. And you heard all the free stuff. And thank you for the time, Gene. And enjoy the fun. Yeah, come on to pick up a catalog with my daughter on the cover.
She should be here autographing.
She's crazy busy today, and they're going to taking the girls to Dosh Ockfest and all that stuff. Yeah, the girl, they're into cars.
Are you kidding me?
No, they love it.
The little ones are going to go to – how many – guess how many cars are at Dosh Ockfest. And I'll believe whatever you tell me because
– I'm going to guess at least 500.
At least.
Yeah.
At least.
It seems it.
I what mean, do you figure? By, like, car number 31, they're going to – Mom, can't we go do something fun?
I doubt it.
No, okay.
No.
All right, just check.
No. The thing they'll be with is, Mom, can we get a snack? That'll be the... That'll be the...
If you haven't met Gunther's granddaughters, Evie and Lila, just the most adorable little girls on
sweet.
The planet.
And
you're right, sweet. They got a little bit of the Blarney Stone in them. They got a little... They can throw it.
Yeah.
They can throw it. But if they ask for a snack, I'd give it to them all day long. Do they ever eat a meal?
You know, we were supposed to get up to your pool.
Precisely.
Summer's going already, man.
How about it? August?
Yeah.
How can that be?
I'm serious.
Like 20 seconds ago was late, what, Memorial Day?
Yeah.
And you're going, now it's August?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
The pool's heated.
That's it. That's
we'll get
it.
Them all. All right, we'll see you back in a minute.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, offering you our 780 years of experience. Try not to pull everything off the table when you're exiting, okay? Jeez. It's like he's never been on radio before. It's a little embarrassing, but these are called wires, and you're still going to do it. He thought he had a jump rope. He was going to do a demo, but welcome. If we may serve you this morning, 610-720-7900. You'll talk to the lovely and talented John Elliott. And then John will pipe you through to us at the Bear Creek Mountain Resort. If you have an email that you'd like to share with us, good morning. Good morning, Barry. How are you? Good friends. Oh, it's great. Great, great fun. You'll see good friends. You'll make new friends. You'll get a tremendous bargain. And if you spend a little time with Gene, you might pick up a couple financial ideas here and there. That's what we offer. We're always trying to put you at the center of everything that we do here on More Than Money. So if you can join us, that would be fantastic. I want to thank a couple folks before we get too far along. Greg Grillo, Mark Belsack, handled the last two shows beautifully. I'm sure that you agree that they stepped into the breach while Diane and I were traveling. Everything that I heard, both live and on reviewing the podcast, fantastic. Were they as good as Gene? Please. Come on. Please. when they get to the point where they've been on air 30 years, I'm sure they'll be every bit as good. It takes a little bit of time. You got to get your sea legs, so to speak. But they provided you with live, current, fresh insights and information for two great shows. And I want to thank them for that. That made our travels much more enjoyable, much more relaxed, knowing that the audience that I care so very much about were in very, very good hands. I want to thank John Elliott because John, I know, was instrumental in making sure that Mark and Greg felt comfortable and that they made all the hit all the breaks they had to hit and made sure that they were not kind of straying too far off the course. John's been with me almost from the very beginning, if not from the very beginning, probably on some Saturdays could probably handle the show all by himself. He can handle those questions. But making sure that Greg and Mark were comfortable was a real, real favor to me, and I appreciate that very much. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. I have a fistful of emails from folks who were kind enough to send those out while we were away. Before I get too far along, comment of while we were away, as many of you know, Diane and I were traveling the last couple of weeks. Minnesota, the vacation capital of the world. Now, a lot of you don't think of it automatically as that, but let me tell you, in spite of the fact that we went there for two family events, it is the vacation capital world, one of the prettiest places you'll ever be. Lake Superior is like going to the ocean without the salt. It is just gorgeous. And we had great fun with family up there in Duluth and Diane's brother and his family. Then we went south. We went almost out of Minnesota on the Mississippi River, a little town called Winona. And college town for good friends of ours, Chad and Angie Ruprecht. And then we went up for a wedding that they were celebrating, Chad's niece, Liana. Absolutely gorgeous wedding. Absolutely gorgeous event. Fantastic. The Ruprecht family, the Haig family, they treated us like we were family, which means they put us to work, took us out on the farm, 500 head of cattle. Exactly. Holy cow. That is amazing. Just a gorgeous farm. Dave and Kathy and goodness, Glenn and Tam, just some of the most wonderful people we've ever met. I wanted to thank them for making us feel so very welcome. 610-720-7900, Gene and AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. One of our listeners writes, I heard a radio ad for investing in oil wells. It said you can deduct your entire investment. If I save all that money on my taxes, doesn't that make this investment risk-free? Interesting theory. Sadly, not exactly correct. I've heard the same ad. And in essence, what they're saying is that if you invest $100,000 or $50,000 or $30,000, you get to deduct virtually the entire amount. Let's assume that that's true. You invest $100,000, you deduct $100,000. Do you get to save $100,000? Most of you are already shaking your head going, nope. John Elliott's already shaking his head going, nope, that's not how it works. If you deduct $100,000 on your tax return, you will end up saving, depending on your tax bracket, somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000. That's really good. There's nothing wrong with saving $30,000 or $40,000. Here's the issue, though. You wrote a check for $100,000. You got a check back for $30,000, let's call it $40,000. You are still net out of pocket $60,000. And that's your risk. Now, has it reduced your risk rather substantially? The answer is absolutely. Does it eliminate your risk? The answer is absolutely not. That investment still has to produce a $60,000 gain in order for you to get your money back. And it has to produce a $65,000 or $70,000 gain for you to start making a profit. So does this guarantee a risk-free investment? The answer is no. Does it guarantee that you'll make any investment return whatsoever? The answer is no. For those of you who have been following the prices of crude oil, natural gas, and coal for the last almost, 2 years, you know that those prices have been working their way either flat or lower. So it is a risk-filled investment. It has significant challenges. The reason you're getting to deduct that nearly 100% of your investment is because the federal government recognizes the significant level of risk, and they're giving you that tax advantage to encourage you to invest. If you've been following the energy markets, you know that the American energy market is exploding, meaning that there's more oil drilling going on now, thank you, President Trump, more natural gas drilling going on now, thank you, President Trump, less regulation that will prevent folks from being able to generate energy. And as a result, tremendously good things are happening. Energy costs are lower. Of course, the United States, at a time when Iran is looking at the Straits of Hormuz as their private kind of playground where they can hijack ships and take crude oil off the market. The United States that 10 years ago under a previous president would have been at significant risk in terms of the price that you would pay at the pump or the price that you would pay to heat your home because of that constriction on what we relied on coming out of the Middle East or coming out of Venezuela, the world's socialist capital currently. Now, the United States finds itself energy independent. As a matter of fact, we're becoming, if not already, a net exporter of energy. So the opportunity exists now for America not only to be energy independent, but to be the providers of energy to Europe, which currently, to a great extent, relies on the Soviet Union, Russia, for their energy. And if all of a sudden Russia wasn't needed, what a great advantage. All these things are fantastic. However, it's capitalism. Competition means lower prices. So if you're investing in oil wells and they're projecting that prices are going to go higher, maybe they will, maybe they won't. And there's a risk, like anything else. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. We're at about 8:25, which means we got about, I'm guessing, 3 minutes or so before we go to our first break. If you are out and about in the Lehigh Valley, we invite you to Bear Creek Mountain Resort. If I were you, I'd put it in the GPS. If I were you, because I got off and I'm on 100 someplace, and nine turns later, here I thank God for GPS. Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's a beautiful ride, absolutely gorgeous. But yes, you're whipping and turning, so be very, very cautious as you come. It is a gorgeous facility. It's the rescue. Customer appreciation event,
Health Day.
Well, and Health Day indeed. So many great presentations going on. You get to meet Bobby Gunter Walsh if you're very, very fortunate. All right, that was a little iffy. But bottom line is that we're here until 10 o'clock on our More Than Money broadcast. I'll be here for an hour or so thereafter answering questions. If you've got any questions about the rescue products, now's the time to come and talk to the experts. All the doctors that are here can give you one-on-one consultations. All the folks that are here can help as well. Very, very impressive. And I hope that you'll end up joining us. Let me see. I'm guessing that we're a minute and a half left. Is it possible to set up a 529 plan for a child before they are born? A lot of folks are going to be surprised to hear that the answer is yes. A 529 plan is set up by the owner. Let's say that you're a young married couple, 25 years old. You hope to have a family in the future, but you don't yet have a child. You can set up a 529 plan. You can actually name yourselves as the current beneficiary and start funding it. Funding is a very good idea as quickly as you possibly can, as early as you possibly can, to take advantage of all that tax-free compounding. And then when you have your first child, you can change the beneficiary from yourself to the child. Works out very, very nicely. Let me make sure I got feedback. Very good. So, again, Bear Creek Mountain Resort, Rescue Health Day, More Than Money until 10 o'clock, Gene's here until 11. The event goes till 1 this afternoon. It's a tremendous opportunity to save, and it's a tremendous opportunity to learn. So please join us indeed. If anything you hear on today's show is of interest that you'd like to follow up on, all you need to do is let us know at the More Than Money World Headquarters. You can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. You can go on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, or you can go old school. Give us a phone call over at the More Than Money World Headquarters, 610-746-7007. We're coming up on our first break of the show, which means we've got 90 minutes left to answer your questions. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. We'll take your calls after this on More Than Money. Welcome back to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning at Bear Creek Mountain Resort Rescue Health Day. Fantastic opportunity. One of those rare opportunities where you get to combine the two favorite things that you really want to have in retirement, a great financial plan and a great health plan. If you want to have more than money in retirement, you've got to make sure that you are on track, that you never run out of money. And then you can live in a healthy, healthy scenario for as long as God has plans for you on this green planet. So head on out. We're in, are we technically Macungie or Alberta?
It says the address says Macungie, but some folks say Albertus, but it says Doe Mountain Lane in Macungie. Macungie.
So Mr. Bobby Gautier-Wall.
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
Oh, I just had bacon, eggs, some great scallop sort of home fry potato thing, and it was awesome. So, yeah, I'm good. I got to go get something to drink, but I'm good.
Now, when you say something to drink, it's a little early, I think.
Oh, I didn't mean that. You know that. Everybody knows I'm a teetotaler. Everybody knows that. Yes, yes, I never knew some of my relatives drank till I saw them sober.
There's a... Okay.
And that's where I said, I'm never going to do that.
That's the result of, alcohol. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on the straight and narrow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Not my immediate, not my mother or father, but some of the aunts and uncles, yeah.
They leaned a little towards
it. It was very interesting.
To the bottle, as
they
say.
Hey,
two Irishmen leave a bar. It could happen.
It could. Yes. That one time.
That one time.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Bobby Gunter-Walsh, tell folks why they should head out here this morning.
Well, first and foremost, top of the list to meet Gene Dickinson, the host of More Than Money. That is the number one reason is Gene is here. Gene, the money machine. So come on down here, watch him, see him do the More Than Money show. See how the sausage is made. Let me tell you something. The word that comes to mind is if you come here to watch this, the word that comes to mind is you see him do his magic. The word that comes to mind is disappointed.
You're only saying that because it's true.
Yes, exactly. I say that because I know, and I mean that in a nice way, of course.
How could you take that the wrong way?
Of course. Anybody at home listening, don't take this too serious. Don't take life serious, not getting out of it alive. So that's one reason. But the other is, of course, it's Rescue Health Day, and we've got a whole series of seminars still to come. And they're all free. First of all, admission's free. There's no charge for this. And there's free breakfast. Breakfast, a hot breakfast. They had continental breakfast way early on, but now they got the hot breakfast out and the bacon, the eggs, the home fries, all that stuff. Got a hot lunch coming. That's free. The free seminars, free blood pressure screening, free glaucoma screening. There's a few other health screenings. We got the free one-on-one consultations with the doctors. Again, the free seminars, the free healthy cooking demonstration, the free samples of Neva CBD, spin the wheel and win rescue prizes, and your biggest savings of the year up to 50% off back in the rescue store. So lots of cool stuff all till 1 this afternoon, Bear Creek Mountain Resort in Macungie.
Fantastic.
Rescue Health Day. Thank you, Gene.
Sir.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a bit. Welcome back to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. I still have not mastered my buttons here. I just keep turning them. They're up, they're down, they're sideways. 610-720-7900. If you'd like to talk to the lovely and talented John Elliott, then you talk to Gene. Happy to answer your questions this morning. Gene at askmtm.com, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. Let you email me directly. It goes to my smartphone, and that since it's me and the smartphone, at least one of us is smart. That's a very useful thing. And, of course, you can go online. If you've got anyone further afield that doesn't pick up our signal through the airwaves, they can pick up our signal through iHeartMedia. Just go on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com. Absolutely happy to have you click on the Listen Live button. And we have lots of listeners from West Coast, all up and down the West Coast, and all up and down the East Coast. And now we've got a fair block of listeners in the Midwest as well. And actually, what I'm kind of hoping, we were just out in Minnesota for 8 or 10 days and had a great, great experience, great, great fun. We went with our great friends, Chad and Angie Ruprecht, and got to see part of our family, Diane's brother and his family. Got to see part of Chad's family, and they made us feel right at home. If I could just claim that Chad's family, the Ruprechts and the Hags, were listeners to More Than Money from Minnesota, that would increase our listenership by about 3,000. They went when the Lord said, go forth and multiply. They took that to heart. They took that to heart. Tam and Glenn, 7 children of their own, now a son-in-law. So they're extending that family, and just fantastic. The wedding reception, dry. No alcohol. One of the most fun wedding receptions I've ever been to. Unbelievable. Tons of children. Adorable. Ice cream bar. One of my favorites. And they had Chad and Angie doing the scooping, so I got some extra. I'm telling you, the espresso chip, I'm telling you, they loaded it on. It was fantastic. Great music, great people. The thing that made it so much fun was the people involved. Family's very, very active and very, very involved. So much fun. I want to thank all of them. And indeed, if we pick up just those families, I'm thinking our ratings in Minnesota go through the roof. 610-720-7900. Gene at askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. We welcome you to Bear Creek Mountain Resort. Email says, I expect I'll retire by the end of the year. Congratulations. My concerns about my 401k, I've been in the plan since my company started offering it. Wow. Some of my money went in after I paid taxes on it. Most of my money is in the normal 401k. Almost 10% of my money is in the Roth 401k. I don't want to leave any of this with my employer. I'm sure there's a story there. But I'm worried about keeping all this straight if it's rolled over into an IRA. How can I do this best? I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised to find that this is a relatively easy challenge. For a lot of you listening, you're going, wait a second. Money he already paid tax on is in his 401k. Yes, there was a time many, many years ago where in addition to putting money into a 401k that traditionally was tax deductible, if you reached your limit, you could put in extra money that was not tax deductible. It already had taxes paid on it, but then it would stay in the 401k plan and it would grow tax sheltered, tax deferred, so to speak, and you would pay no taxes until you spent the profit. So let's just use a simple example. If many years ago you had put $10,000 that you had already paid taxes on into your 401k, it has grown since now to $30,000. It's very important that we understand exactly how much of that money is in that position, because of that $30,000, the first $10,000 is tax-free. Very, very important. You don't want to pay taxes twice. So that's the kind of the challenge of the first piece of the tax, the investment piece you've already paid taxes on. The normal 401k, piece of cake. Everybody understands how to use that. If you decide to roll it to an IRA, it's 100% taxable, whether you take it out immediately or you put it in an IRA and then take it out later, 100% taxable. That's easy. The Roth 401k is relatively easy as well. When the money went into the Roth, there was no tax paid on it. My apologies. There was no tax deduction for it. So as a result, the original investment in the Roth was tax-free. And all the profits are tax-free. So unlike the first piece that we discussed where you don't pay tax on the investment, but you do on the profits, in the Roth piece, you pay no tax on the investment. You pay no tax on the profit. It's incredibly important that we keep these things straight. Fortunately for the gentleman asking the question, most 401k administrators are very, very clear about how to handle the distribution of these three different types of investments. So when the distribution is forthcoming, there will typically be, for this gentleman or anyone else in the similar circumstance, what we refer to as the package. You announce your retirement. Final day is there. It may actually be final day plus a month or two. It's very often that we counsel folks to wait a month or two before they take their 401k out so they get that last deposit that gets dropped into the 401k, the last paycheck you've got. You may have 401k withdrawals taken out. So once everything has been received and you do your rollover, they will roll it over in three pieces. The traditional 401k is, in this case, in most cases, the largest block. That will go into a rollover IRA. The Roth piece will go into a rollover Roth IRA. So that keeps those two pieces separate. And the very original piece, which is the I pay tax on this money already, you will have two options. You will be able to take that money, keep the profit in the rollover IRA, and take the original investment, go forth and spend, or you can, in this case, also roll it into a Roth IRA. So lots of different options, lots of different possibilities that you can use to make sure that you are benefiting yourself to the greatest degree possible. But one of the things that you don't have to worry about is how to keep these three pieces separate, because your 401k administrator will help you do exactly that. 610-720-7900, 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Lots of you, particularly some of my friends who have spent their lives as jocks, are asking the question, hey, how'd softball end up this year? Well, 11 teams in the league. When we entered the playoffs, we were seeded number 9. We had a rough season, but we came together. We came together. We were seeded number 9 instead of number 11 because late in the season, our chemistry just clicked. We finished the season. The last inning that we played in the regular season, we scored 14 runs in one inning. We crushed a very worthy opponent 27-6. It was a magnificent effort on the part of an entire team. We entered the playoffs, double elimination, expecting that based on our seed, the fact that we were going up initially against the third team in the league, and then if we made it through that, the fifth-ranked team in the league, oh, goodness gracious. Talk about an uphill battle. We went 4 games deep and lost to the number 2 ranked team in a very, very tight game. Came down to the very last inning. Ugh. This year was not my best year. My batting average was only .730, which if the boys out in Minnesota are listening, Carter and Connor, they're going, .730? These are two wonderful young men that I got to meet, Connor and Carter Haig. They play church softball as well. I understand, right? Big kids. Ooh, like 17 and 19. And we're talking farm boys. Ooh, big kids. Yeah, I'm thinking they're hitting like .350. So, hey, the old guy's out there setting the bar. Maybe next year you guys will hit 500. That would be great. 610-720-7900. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. And trying to call. Well, somebody trying to call our office number, 610-720-7900. Having a difficult time, I would encourage you to try again. She has a question about capital gains and losses. So let's see, Ruth, if you are listening, give it a go and give it a try again and see if we can get Mr. John Elliott square. Oh, very good. So John will take care of that. 610-720-7900. Oh, you're going to take the call. Oh, very good. So we go to the phones and we talk to Carl. Carl, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well, sir. How are you?
Good, good. So I had a question. We're, not that you ever know for certain because of all the bureaucracy, but we're looking to be finishing an adoption this year. And I was curious, will the adoption credit, will that count against a capital gains from an investment property sale?
It's my understanding that the adoption credit is applied after you've calculated your tax. So whether it's a earned income issue, whether it's a capital gains issue, whether it's just your normal employment, after that tax has been calculated, the adoption credit is applied thereafter. So in simplistic terms, if the only income you had was capital gains and you had this credit, yes, it would apply against the capital gains. In practicality, the answer is still yes, because it will apply against any tax that you might owe.
Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah, I never had either before. I've never sold a property, and I've never had an adoption credit, and so that's why I just wasn't sure how the two interacted.
First of all, congratulations.
Oh, thanks. We're excited.
Oh, I would hope so. And do you know, is it going to be a little boy, a little girl?
Oh, it's a little girl. We've been fostering her for almost 18 months.
Oh, you guys are the best. You're just the best. I'm so glad you called just so I can hear that.
She's the blessing, man. She's a total charmer.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. We're going to keep you in our prayers. We're going to keep your whole family in our prayers. That's just a beautiful thing you're doing. We wish you the best of success.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carl. 610-720-7900. We stay on the phones. We go back to the phones and talk to Dick. Dick, good morning.
Good morning, Gene. I appreciate the information you share with us. I wonder if I could talk a few seconds about the capital loss provisions on federal income tax.
Sure.
As you know, that's limited in any one year to most of us to a maximum of $3,000.
While that is true, of course, you can use an unlimited amount against other capital gains.
Okay, but let's just talk about the $3,000 limit. It seems to me to be a bit unrealistic for today's market, what with the current volatility in the market. Many of the shares are now in excess of $100 or $200 each. And I think this $3,000 limit was set some years ago. I wonder if it isn't time for an adjustment.
Dick, I would agree with you 100%. You are 100% correct. It was a limit that was set many, many, many years ago. The world is different. The investment environment is different. And $3,000 is not nearly enough. It is what it is. And until our politicians down in Washington stop messing around on all these silly, irrelevant things and start actually doing the work that we sent them for, I'm afraid it's not likely to change. But, Dick, you're absolutely correct.
I believe it's a statutory, right? It's not just the subject of an IRS regulation.
No, it is statutory. You're absolutely right. IRS regulations, they spring out of the statutory base. So it's still a congressional issue, and yes.
So we have to talk to our congressman. Do you know of any organizations of people who are not listed as or qualified as traitors that we might get some organization behind pushing for this?
I don't know of any. If I bump into one, I'll make sure that we bring Matt back to the show in the next week or two.
Thank you very much, Gene. Have a great day out there.
God bless you, sir. Take care. 610-720-7900. Happy to take your calls this morning. Gene@askmtm.com. Also happy to take your emails this morning. And happy to turn to my good friend Bobby Gunter Walsh, because here we are at Bear Creek Mountain Resort.
Yeah, just reminding people, come on down to Rescue Health Day till 1 this afternoon, Bear Creek Mountain Resort, State Road, State Street in Alberta /McCungie. It's actually official. If you're Googling it, it's Bear Creek and McCungie. And
why do you want to slash McCungie?
Yes,
that's
exactly.
So
that's right, Gene. That's right. I want to bludgeon you to death.
Slash.
Yes.
I want to slash.
Did you know that Doug here was on in the Navy in Bermuda?
I didn't.
He spent 3 years in the Navy in Bermuda. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Something.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, we all make sacrifices.
Yeah, we do. We do.
You made the ultimate sacrifice.
Then you messed a real good one. A lady came up to me and said, "I listened to your show. I love your show." She said, "I'm Fred Lipschitz."
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was hysterical.
Well,
yeah,
she does
listen
to the show.
Yes, she does.
Excellent.
Yeah. So come on down. Listen to me. Come on down to Rescue Health Day with the free seminars, free one-on-one doctor consultations, best sale of the year. Folks are saving phenomenal money. It's 50% off here at the location till 1 this afternoon. And then the free blood pressure screening, free glaucoma screening. There's a few other free health screenings, free one-on-one consultations, free Neva CBD. Give you a couple of free samples of that while it lasts. They still have that going. And then your free gift for coming and just lots of stuff. Free lunch.
Dr. Lebby right there.
Dr. Lebby's here. Yes, he's wearing another bad suit. So if you want to come down here and see him, it's all here at Bear Creek Mountain Resort till 1 this afternoon, Rescue Health Day. Love to have you here.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com, 3 minutes or so. The markets, the word volatility was aptly demonstrated this week. It was actually aptly demonstrated Thursday, as we were 300 points to the good, ended up 300 points to the negative. 600-point swing on the Dow in about 3.5 hours. And all of that, most of that, a lot of that at the very least being attributed to President Trump's tweets about China, that it does not look like, in his opinion, the Chinese issue will be resolved anytime soon. He felt necessary to increase the tariffs on an additional $300 billion of goods. And a lot of folks in the market went, "Ooh, that can't be good." And in the short term, it may not be. But in the long term, it certainly looks like President Trump's on the right track. China has historically treated America as an ATM machine and has been allowed to do so by previous administrations of both political persuasions. And now President Trump's gone, I don't think so. Not anymore. Next, President Xi. That's a cool name. You got to get that. Come on. Bottom line is, the markets didn't like that. Interestingly enough, the markets continued to tumble on Friday until the very end of the day. And then somebody looked around and went, "Wait a second. There's a lot of bargains out here." Started buying up pretty quick. And instead of being down 350, we were only down 90 on the day. And that ended up being a pretty reasonable bounce in a very volatile market. Jobs report, fantastic. July, plus 160 on the jobs. The number of Americans actively working and getting pay raises at a historical high. That's got to be a good thing. The term full employment is one that's being bandied around, as there are some reasonable limitations as to how low we can drive the unemployment rate at any given point in time. And so lots of good things happening economically. And if we can get China under control, no promises, but if we can get China under control, that could be a very, very nice bounce indeed. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. How much time we got there, sir? Less than a minute. If you are hearing anything on today's show and you're not able to join us at Bear Creek Mountain Resort, and if you can't stay for the second hour, give us a call at the More Than Money World Headquarters. 610-746-7007. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. Go on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com. But if you can stick with us, give us a call right here on this radio show right now live. 610-720-7900. Back after this on More Than Money.